Did you take a step into nature over the last couple of months, even just your weekends if you didn't get a lot of time off? Let's go back there now. Feel the sun on your face. If we're being honest, the humidity that has been around all summer. See if you can spot that bird that's singing in the tree. That experience outdoors, it's really all you've had for nearly 12 months. Time outdoors, either in your own backyard, your wider backyard, the state. With international travel on pause, it's given you the opportunity to discover all that our beautiful backyard has to offer, including getting into some beautiful national parks right around New South Wales. So what has the summer period been like for those spaces? Have we seen an increase in people enjoying the great outdoors? Let's find out. Julie Bishop is from National Parks and Wildlife Service New South Wales. Good morning.
Good morning, Kaya.
Has it been a big summer for our national parks?
It's been huge. So where do I start? So let me give you a picture of our wonderful visitation status across the national parks in New South Wales. So over summer, we had a lot of day visits, particularly around Sydney and its surrounds, but we also had some fantastic visitation trends across the whole state. So for overnight visitors, so people really making the most of summer and having a summer holiday, we had over 400,000 visitors who actually stayed at a campground or one of our beautiful accommodations. Really, really significant for us. I mean, we had top 20 parks, all very highly visited, high capacity across the state. Interestingly, the number one visited park was Kosciuszko National Park for overnight visits. Lots of walkers, lots of campers. And then a really good spread, I would say, across our North Coast National Parks, South Coast, and really surprisingly, at least 40% of our overnight visitors actually ventured inland, which was fantastic.
Yeah, amazing. How does that compare to other summers?
Yeah, really interestingly. So we don't have comparable stats for this time last year, unfortunately, because of the fires that we all experienced. But we do have great reliable stats for the previous year. So it looks like we're about 150% more capacity across all of our national parks from a visitation perspective, but particularly for overnight for camping, which is fantastic.
That's an incredible figure, yeah. 150% up from 2 years ago.
Correct. It's very significant.
Yeah. Has it been easier to track a little bit as well, because there have been some changes in place to let us know, you know, to let your team know when we are going there for COVID reasons?
Yeah, that's right, Kaya. So we introduced mandatory online booking through our National Parks website from the 1st of June last year, actually, 2020. So it's been in place for a good 6 months or so. So that first and foremost was, of course, in relation to adhering to the New South Wales government COVID-19 health orders. Mm. But what it does is it really helps us to, A, assist with contact tracing if it's required. But particularly what it does is it helps us maintain sustainable visitation, because we know in advance everyone who's booked, we can then ensure that our campgrounds are ready and safe. And we can also assist visitors should a campground of their choice be busy or full, and we can help disperse them and encourage them to visit one of our other beautiful parks.
Let's talk about that balance, because, you know, our national parks are beautiful places of nature. Where is that balance between visitation and looking after the flora and fauna?
Yeah, it's a very, very important point, and thank you for making it. So obviously I'm the Director of Visitor Experience. So what I really advocate is that the more time people spend in nature, and particularly our national parks, because national parks are specifically protected natural areas, the more opportunity people have to connect with nature, but also to understand in a greater way the value of conservation and the value of looking after our national parks and our culture and heritage in relation to those parks. It is a delicate balance, absolutely, but that's one of the key messages, and thank you for asking, that we do ensure to pass on to our visitors.
What can we do if camping is not our forte in somewhere like Kosciuszko National Park?
Yeah, no, fair enough, good question. So, yeah, just to clarify, so Kozzy was our most visited preferred overnight destination for the school holidays, these summer holidays. So Alpine, very appealing, of course, in the warmer months. many more activities. So if you're taking a day trip, and you might actually choose to stay in one of the hard roofed accommodation offered by parks or by many of our partners or resorts or regions in the area. So the key activities are actually walking, particularly in Kosciuszko National Park. So you might take a short walk, say, from Thredbo Village to the summit of Kosciuszko National Park, or you might actually take a series of shorter walks. We've got a fantastic mountain bike track, the Thredbo Valley Extension, which you could also have a go at on your mountain bike. So there's, you know, softer, lighter activities that you can undertake if you don't want to pitch your tent. and, of course, you can also experience some of our what we refer to as hard-roofed accommodation if you're not up for pitching a tent. Yeah.
We know, you know, a couple of weeks ago the New South Wales government invested $257 million into national parks. How important is maintenance and upgrades and ensuring our national parks are, you know, great places to visit around New South Wales?
Yes, that's right. It's very important, as shared earlier, because it is an enabler, really, for visitors of all types and abilities to actually access and experience our national parks and connect with nature. I mean, that program itself, over the next few years, we have around 170 projects, 750 kilometres of new and upgraded walking tracks, if you join it all up. And there's about 30-odd campground upgrades included in that. And really, really importantly, to ensure that people who enjoy visiting a park for a picnic, for a day trip, we're going to be improving at least 60 new and improved picnic areas. So very ambitious and very exciting program for the next few years.
You mentioned the website. It's an incredible place to go to get all the information that you need, how hard a walk is, what you need, if you need a pass, all of that information. I don't want to let you go, Julie, without talking about safety. How do we keep ourselves safe as we explore our national parks?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. So on our website, we also have a lot of information. So that's nationalparks.nsw.gov.au on safety. So not only COVID safety, of course, continuing the practice we all know and love and are now part of our habits. but it's really important, particularly with more and more people visiting national parks and new visitors, just to understand what taking a bush walk means, having lots of water, making sure you've got the right gear, good walking shoes, good wet weather gear, it can rain at any time. Really important to be prepared. We actually have had to assist a number of walkers over summer who perhaps weren't as prepared as they could have been. So we do have a lot of information on our website. If you're planning a longer walk, please make sure you fill in a trip intention form, which is also on our website. And you can also hire personal locator beacons, PLBs, from our Blue Mountains Heritage Centre and also in Kosci National Park. So it is very important. Nature is wild, to use that expression. Mm. And we have many different types of visitors experiencing our parks, which is fabulous. We really welcome visitors, but we do in turn ask that visitors respect those protected areas so they're safe for themselves, also for other visitors, and also for our staff. Mm. Yeah. Yep.
Julie, really great to hear just how popular our national parks have been around New South Wales this summer. Thank you for telling us a bit about it.
You're very, very welcome, Kaya.
Julie Bishop there. She's the Director of Visitor Experience with New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Service.